How'd the Von look today?
He looked good. He looked good. I was pleased with what he did.
Yeah. Any rust, or do you just kind of jump in where he left off? And you've spoken highly of him.
You know, naturally, there's going to be some rust, you know, being away for however many weeks he was and not being in football, you know, type shape. But hopefully we have enough time to knock all that off and get him ready for when games matter.
A veteran like that, does he need preseason snaps, or has he played enough football that you feel comfortable?
I think everybody needs practice. I don't necessarily think everybody necessarily needs preseason games, but everybody needs practice, and he needs to practice, and that's what we're going to give him.
If he doesn't play on Thursday, there's a chance that you're going to go into the season with your number one cornerback group not having played any game snaps. Is that an issue at all?
No. It is what it is. Can't change it, so it is what it is. I don't worry about things I can't change.
From a continuity perspective, is that overblown?
Who's blowing it up? I mean, nobody's talked about it. We haven't talked about, you know, that being an issue. So I don't know what goes on outside of the building. But, I mean, he's in the meetings. They talk. They communicate in meetings. They communicate in walkthroughs. Do we want him on the practice field? Of course. But, you know, you worry about what you can control. I can't control that his hamstring has been hurt. So, but I can control making sure that he's mentally ready. Yes. And I don't think he'll have any mental mistakes if that's what you're looking for.
Hey, Joe. A lot of guys have gotten a lot of work in this preseason, and they've all kind of had their moments at your position. Do you have a pretty good feel? You tried to kind of hold yourself back from being too excited about this group, you know, when we were talking about 2010 and some of the other groups you've had.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you have?
I don't know yet. We'll see when real games get here. I'm being totally honest with you. You know,
so you don't know.
No
way of knowing.
Some of those older groups you had because you've seen them play so much. You know, when you had Allen Wood and 9 with Tremont, you know, you pretty much knew what you had. In 10, we didn't because we didn't know what Sam was going to be, you know. And then I thought the 14 group was really good, and I knew going into that group was going to be really good. 15, we had really good numbers. I didn't know how we were going to be, but we had Sam Shields and Casey that led that group that played really well. So we've had some really good groups here, but this is one I don't know. We've had some flashes, but I think the play style the past 2 weeks have been what we looked at. I didn't like how we played against Philly. I didn't like the play style, the tempo, or anything about that game at all. But the last two preseason games, the play style, the hands-on, the aggression, I think we missed too many tackles. But the play style is more of what I want to see in our press and our cover twos and our cover threes. So, but we'll see. We'll see.
Demarius Quinton and Ladarius all getting reps at the start position. What have you thought of those guys in terms of run support?
I thought they've been solid. I thought D was really good this last game against Denver. I thought he played probably his best game. I know it's a preseason. I wish it was a real game, but he probably played his best game as a Packer this past game when he was in there. But now it's consistency. Can you do it every week? And that's one thing that this group has to show, that I don't want a game that we play really good and then 3 weeks late, you know, before we see it again. It has to be consistent from the whole group. So to answer your question about the force, I thought the force has been good. I think Ladarius had some good times. I don't know if he had any run tackles, but he, you know, they pulled, you know, the tackle guard scheme and he forced the issue, made the ball bubble. Josh missed the tackle on that one. But to answer the question with those three guys, I think they've been fine.
Is it going to be difficult to divvy out playing time for those guys? I mean, you have to be cognizant of, you know, one guy not playing 1 week and not wanting to play.
No, it's not going to be difficult. The guys that we deem the best to play will play. That's how it is every week. So it's not difficult at all. We'll make a decision. We'll go with it. And we'll try to go win that particular football game. And then next week it might be a different decision, and we'll go with it. We won't second-guess ourselves, and that's just what it'll be.
So, Joe, maybe difficult isn't the right word, but could it really change a lot from week to week? Like, you always say the same thing about the best guys will play. Mm-hmm. Is it conceivable that this season, more than past seasons, it could be different guys that are the best guys that week, then...
I wouldn't necessarily say that, because one thing I did tell the room is once we made a decision, I don't want you to think if I give up one play that I'm coming out. No, that's not going to be it. You know, once we make a decision, we're going to go with it. But, you know, injury happens, okay? And one thing I do believe about injury, I don't think you lose your position because of injury, but I think sometimes somebody plays so well while you're hurt that you lose your position, and that could possibly happen. That's happened in the past. And so, but I don't want guys playing scared. We're going to play fierce. We're going to play, we're going to cut it loose, and I don't want them looking over their shoulders. You know, I'll make the decision on who goes out there and play, and they need to go play fast when I give them their opportunity.
Joe, we didn't get a chance to talk to you after the Washington game. You know, when Paris is all with Josh comes in. What did you think about what he did in that game, kind of what he's done these past 2 weeks?
In that game, Josh played really well. I mean, he played physical. He had the highest grade. It was a good performance, but once again, it's consistency. You have to do it week in and week out in this league, and that's one thing with young players that they have to understand, that 1 week doing it good is not winning football in this league. You have to do it for, you know, the 16 regular season games, and then however many games you have in the playoffs for it to be a championship style of a group, and that's what we're looking for. So I was pleased with them, Washington, but we got to do it every day, man. You can't pick and choose when you want to be great. If you want to be great, you got to do it every day, and you got to do it in practice every day.
Anything else, Coach?
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one now.